Hey, I'm Sam.
I'm Haley.
And we love all things Hallmark.
Come join us as we share with you our love for Hallmark and all the bliss it brings into our lives.
Each week, we're going to talk about our favorite Hallmark movies and a few series, the beautiful Hallmark men, and of course, we'll talk about the ladies too.
Are you ready to get blissed?
We are. This is Hallmark Bliss with my sis.
Ready to get blissed.
Yes. Thank you, blissners, for tuning on in. We got premiere night.
Yes.
You guys.
The wedding veil.
We have been so excited ever since they announced it, okay? Ooh. Because, you know, January's dark days, guys.
It's so depressing.
It's dark days.
Yep.
Our Christmas tree's down. Everything's down.
Christmas is over.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, come on, Hallmark. Do us a solid.
Oh, they did us a solid. They gave us a solid straight from heaven. Kevin McGarry.
Oh, Kevin.
Thank you for this gift.
Freaking Gary.
Wow. I'm going to try and be so calm, but I don't think I'm going to be.
No, she's like sweating
right I am. Now. That... Woo!
Honey, you have been my faves for a long time.
Oh my gosh, his eyes.
Just throwing it out, Team Nathan. Throwing it out, guys.
I'm not going there. But yes, I'm Team Everybody.
No, he's
but I love
perfect.
This man. Yeah. I love him so much. And I didn't even know it was going to be him at first. Mm-hmm. It was just Lacey made the announcement, right. Which you guys know we love Lacey. Yeah. Okay, this trilogy, this Wedding Veil trilogy, and then hello, Autumn Reeser, another one of our favorites, and then hello,
Allison Sweeney.
Is my favorite. Yeah, we did Sweeney Week when we started the podcast, and that was perfection. Then we find out who Lacey's doing the movie with, and I lost it.
I freaking, you know, went into cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm. CPR'd me like 100 times tonight.
Time, yeah.
Okay, so if you guys can't tell, we love this movie.
It was great. It was
so many swoon moments, you guys, and so many faint
death repeat
over and over again. Oh. Woo. So, as you guys know, Lacey Chabert and Kevin McGarry. It's a trilogy with Allison Sweeney and Autumn Reeser. Mm-hmm. They are three best friends that go antiquing together once a year. And
do you want me to give the deets?
I'm just explaining that one little part that they find a magical veil that whoever has it will bring them love. And so we're getting three movies, and this is the first one.
Yep.
Haley, give us the deets. Oh, do you want to talk about the characters? Are you doing that too? Or
I have it all here.
All right, go for it.
So, and the second one is in February.
I know. Did you see the preview?
I did.
Oh my gosh, the guy. Guys, I don't even know who he is.
I don't know, but I love it when they keep bringing in new guys.
Oh, I'm excited.
Ugh, I love it when they bring in new
It's new the meat. Wedding veil unveiled. So, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Go for it.
Anyway, okay. So, the wedding veil follows longtime friends played by Lacey Chabert, and she plays Avery, okay? Mm-hmm. Autumn Reeser plays Emma, and my favorite, Allison Sweeney, plays Tracy. They have a girls' yearly getaway weekend
antiquing,
and this year they decided to be in San Francisco. And that's where they find, as Sam said, an antique veil that was fabled to unite its bearer with its true love. Okay? And I'm just like, well, I'm freaking sucked in.
Romance.
You got me. Avery is a born romantic, and she wants the veil more than anything, but they all decided to purchase it together. And of course, Avery's hoping to find the one while it's in her possession. Okay. Kevin freaking McGarry. Okay.
Hello.
He plays Peter, a philanthropist.
Good luck with that. Anyway, I just say he's the Hastings Family Foundation.
Yes, so he is the president of his family's
foundation.
And let's just say a wealthy, beautiful man looks good on him, and he plays it well.
Oh, he does.
Avery is an upcoming curator at a museum in Boston, okay? And she's hoping to become the next full-time curator, and she's in charge of the museum's yearly gala, all right? And she's trying to impress her boss, Sonia, who is played by Catherine Lau. Anyway, Lucy.
Isn't she Cutthroat from Chesapeake Shores?
Yeah, she's Cutthroat. Cutthroat.
If you listen to our podcast about that, you know what we're talking about.
Anyway, she was super cute in this as her boss.
We like her in this.
Yep, we liked her in this. And there is another character. Her name is Lucy, and she is Sonia's assistant, and she's played by Fiona Vroom. There's also a character named Jason.
Hope you're saying these names right.
Hey. It's going to be all right.
We love her.
And it's going to be all right, guys.
She was from Miss Christmas, so I love her.
And she was great, okay? Then we also have Jason, who's played by Zachary Galka. Anyway, he also works at the museum, and he is looking to get the full-time curator position as well. Okay, so these are all the peeps that are working at the at the museum, okay? So the story continues with Avery as she's asked to coordinate the gala with the Hastings Foundation president. Okay. That's
Peter.
Yeah, that's Peter. And he wants to basically be a part of the museum and get into the art world. Okay. So what's going to happen? Is it going to be
fate?
Or is it going to be a bunch of coincidences?
Oh, man.
Anyway, there you go, you guys. There's are your deets.
There's our deets. All right. Let's get right into it. The Bliss Cute.
Yes, Sam. Take me away.
The girls are buy in the veil. Okay. Mm-hmm. They buy the veil and they're getting ready to say goodbye to each other. They're all going their separate ways. Mm-hmm. And Avery's like, all right, I want to go see some more sites that we didn't get to. So they say their goodbyes, and she has the person at the hotel take care of the veil while she's going to go do some sightseeing. Mm-hmm. The veil. And then she goes out to get a cab. And what do you know? Peter's there trying to get a cab. And they're both, you know, on the opposite sides of the wall, and they're holding up their hands, and the cab comes, and they both go to the door, and she goes, oh, this is my cab. He's like, no, this is my cab. And and he's looking at her. Can I just tell you, every time he looks at her, I'm dying.
I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. We're like 5 minutes in, and I'm dead.
I know.
Okay, so he's looking at her. He's like, oh, well, I guess you can have it. I'm like, oh, what did you even say?
I can't.
What did you say?
I don't know, because I was dead. I was getting CPR'd.
What did he say? He looks at those blue eyes. Okay.
And he goes, basically, like, here, go ahead, take the car. You know, I want to act like, you know, chivalry's not dead. And she goes, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Looks at him, smiles, takes it. It's totally cute. Then they end up going to the same place.
They go to an art gallery.
No, they go look at flowers. Well, yes. They go to an art gallery. Yeah, the flowers are after. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's like, oh, guess we should have just taken the same cab. Anyway, totally cute. I loved this Bliss Cute because I love both of them.
You guys, he's wearing a leather jacket.
Oh, that was my hashtag. We'll get into all of those. That. Yes, because most of them are what he's wearing and what she's wearing. I love every outfit.
Cute little Lacey.
She's perfect.
We love her.
Yeah, like, I'm obsessed with her. All three of these girls. I cannot wait for all these movies. But anyway, that's how they meet. And they go to the art gallery together, and they're just like, they basically just hang out because they're at the same place, and they're kind of getting to know each other, and it's perfect. They're totally, like, flirting, and he's looking at her, and then they go to smell roses. They're smelling flowers.
I'm in it.
100%. Yeah, 100%. When she goes to smell the roses, by the way, and the way he's looking at her, I'm like, is this how he's going to be the whole time? Because I can't handle it.
I can't handle you. I cannot handle you, Peter.
I can't. Okay.
Anyway.
That's just the beginning, you guys. So, like, I've got this big smile on my face, and I can't handle it. It's amazing.
I can't handle it. I was texting you, Sam, and I literally, my face didn't stop. Like, I was grinning the entire time. I'm like, what is this world right now?
Oh, you guys, if there was a camera on me during Twitter time when I'm live tweeting, I'm a mess. Like, my fingers are going so fast. I'm like, I can't tweet fast enough. And I just want to say all these things and all. I just want to do. I'm a mess.
It was a good night, guys. It was a great night.
I can't say it enough. Clearly, we love this movie.
Clearly.
All right, let's get right into our Hallmark movie perfection.
Okay, so I asked Sam to cue up my perfection because...
Got it.
Clearly, I cannot give it justice, all right? So they go their separate ways after their meet cute, okay? And...
Why he's upset.
So he's upset because so they go back and they have this cute perfect date, mm-hmm. and she finds out he's from Boston. She's from Boston. It's fate, you know, or whatever. And they go back to the hotel. She's gonna go grab her luggage and the veil. And he takes a phone call.
And before that, though, he does say, so should we continue this in Boston? And you're thinking, this is perfect. Yeah,
because he's like asking her out on a date and everything. And she goes, absolutely, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. Yep. I can't freaking wait. She goes to get her veil. He's on the phone and he sees that she's got a veil and he's thinking, oh my gosh, she's getting married. What? And so he's totally turned off.
And was that an early misunderstanding?
It was.
They don't do that till the end of the movie, usually.
No. Huge miscommunication.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course.
And it was perfect. And anyway, we're going to get to my.
It was not perfect.
We're going to get to my my perfection moment. But anyway, so he gets upset and he leaves. And he's like, yeah, nice to meet you. And she goes, wow, what the crap? Okay. Yeah. So whatever. So she goes back to work in Boston. And this is where her boss is like, okay, you're in charge of the gala. You need to be meeting with the president of the Hastings Foundation. Here's Peter. His name is Peter. It's nice of you guys to meet each other. And then she walks into the room. He turns around and it's him. This is my moment, okay, because it was written perfectly. Their chemistry is spot on. And I couldn't stop laughing. And the whole thing is like, they're upset with each other because he blew her off.
And she doesn't know why.
And she has no idea why. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's the freaking president of the foundation.
Hey,
here.
We're working together now.
And the way Sonia is like watching this conversation unravel. And it is the funniest thing. Like,
what's going on?
Ever. So what's play it. It's okay. So good.
Here it is.
I'd like you to meet Peter Hastings. Peter will be working with you on the gala. Lucy, I'm in a meeting. Oh, okay. I'll be right there. The Henri Rousseau that's on loan from the Met just arrived, and I'm the only one who can sign for it.
Hey, can't keep the Met waiting.
No, certainly not.
The way he's looking right at her.
In the meantime, you two can get acquainted.
What are the odds?
Don't you dare bring fate into this. Why didn't you tell me who you were when we first met?
It tends to color people's impression.
Oh, no. My impression of you is that you were very secretive and, well, that hasn't changed.
I never lied to you. I just...
Left some things out.
Left a few things out.
Yeah, like what you do for a living?
Philanthropist? Sounds a bit stuffy, doesn't it? Besides, it's not who I am.
Oh, yeah. No, because you're the guy who...
Yeah, Haley couldn't even say the word.
Enjoys 20 kinds of mac and cheese.
21.
21?
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
I hope I didn't miss anything.
Oh yeah, you did.
No, we were just getting to know each other.
If one can truly know anybody in a short amount of time.
Apparently, not as well as you think.
I'm afraid you've lost me.
We were just saying, how do you know if you really know someone, you know?
Exactly. At least you're on the same wavelength. Whatever that might be. Let's go over some preliminaries.
Absolutely. So there are some things that need to be finalized.
It's all stressed out.
Yes.
Like a theme and catering and
can I assume
sponsor.
That the gala is going to take place at the museum?
Oh, unless you have a better idea.
I just find museums can be a bit confusing for some people.
Yeah, even when you might want to forget.
Where do you want to have the gala?
I think we should have it here.
Me too.
Good. Okay, great. We agree.
We agree.
Totally agree. I'm glad we've
She's
got
like, oh,
that worked out.
She's
happening?
Like, what is happening? Anyway, it was perfect. And I loved it. So for me,
that was
just
her perfection.
They're continued, like every time they are together, it's just
banter back and forth. They have great chemistry.
Loved it.
He's beautiful. She's beautiful. Everything's perfect about this movie.
So there you go.
And if you don't think it's perfect, I'm sorry. Guess you're missing out.
Oh, man. Okay, Sam, give it to me. Give it to Laura.
My Hallmark movie perfection is when they finally, because the whole movie, I am so frustrated. Mm-hmm. I'm like, figure this out right freaking now.
Yep.
Someone tell Peter she's not getting married. Someone tell him. Someone. Anyway, my perfection is when they finally figure it out at Lucy's wedding, mm-hmm. who is the one that she's helping the wedding with the whole time that mm-hmm. he thinks is her wedding. But no, it's Lucy's.
Mm-hmm.
He finally figures it out. It's that whole moment where they're like, oh, really? And then they dance with each other. Oh, man. I died a thousand deaths.
Died a thousand deaths.
I can't with how he looks at her. So you guys have watched it, so you know what I'm talking about. But what happens is he's going to get some champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And when he turns around, I lost my ever-living mind. I'm not even kidding. He turns around and I'm like, can he not be any more sexier with the way he's looking? I'm losing it. Like right now, thinking about it, I'm like, don't worry, I'll be posting that all over Instagram.
Seven.
Anyway, then he goes to talk to her, okay? And he goes, I want to meet your fiance. And she's like, what?
Huh?
And then they figure it out. So it's kind of like after they are talking about that and he's like, oh, I'm glad I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first time ever that I'm glad I'm wrong.
Here it is.
Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, I've never been so happy to be so wrong.
What?
Well, now that it seems that we are both single, would you care to dance?
I would love to, but what about your date?
Oh, well, I thought you were going to be here with the fiancé, and I didn't want to arrive alone, so I asked my cousin, Miss Nina.
Right.
And she loves weddings.
I mean, who doesn't?
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I want to hold his hand so bad. I want to just...
Oh, stop.
Be all up in that McGarry, all right?
This... I can't, you guys. I'm dead. And he's just looking at her and talking.
Oh, man, I can't, literally.
He's looking at her and... Something I know is greater. I don't need no. He's just watching her. She's looking at him.
And he's already tall, but she's so short.
It's
even better. One plus one equals Haley and McGarry.
My fiance and my date are actually hit it off.
And it's sure. Look at how he's looking at her.
You guys, it's like that throughout the whole freaking movie.
And then she like leans into his shoulder.
Oh, yeah, she does. His like chest, shoulder, because yes. She's so short.
She's totally in his chest.
Oh my gosh.
Hallmark movie perfection.
Anyway, you guys, we nailed that section.
You guys nailed everything about this movie.
Oh, man.
I can't handle it.
You can't handle it.
It's like, it's hard to go from like so much happiness and then be like, okay, what's your hawk word? But here we are.
But
Hawkward
here we
time.
Are.
I'm curious what your hawk word is.
You're probably just going to roll your eyes at me. Sammy's
going to
roll her eyes at me.
We'll see.
Throughout.
What is
by the end of this podcast, she's going to roll her eyes at me.
Oh, great. I know by the end or right now? Let's hear
whatever.
It.
Okay. So my hawk word is the wedding vows. Okay. You guys like.
There were none.
Exactly.
The short wedding that
okay,
was
2 seconds.
Okay,
so basically it's like Hallmark, short and sweet. We only have 4 minutes left. Let's just try and wrap it up the freaking show, you know? And I'm just like, really? Out of all of that, that's all I got?
Yeah, it was really short.
It was just...
didn't have enough time.
My point is that it was so awkward for me that I'm just like... That I was like, Anyway.
I mean, I wasn't like, I was laughing because I was like, that was really fast, but he was so good looking and the way he was like, hi, that I'm sorry that.
And then I thought that I was going to get some good stuff and then I get.
We don't have enough time, Haley. We don't have enough time.
Clearly.
I wish they would have taken maybe something out to give a little bit more of the wedding.
Yeah.
Even if they did like a little montage or maybe not a montage, but like had music playing and then we didn't hear the vows, but we knew they were like saying stuff to each other. Mm-hmm. And then she says, you're now man and wife, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I get why you're saying that. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
It was
you
really
guys
fast.
Know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it
okay?
was really
you're just
fast.
Like, what?
Wait,
what's all this
what
stuff?
Happened? Wait, what? But I don't what? Care. He's okay. beautiful. It's like, okay, I do care, but I love whatever. It was really short.
It's like Mockingjay all over again.
What's Mockingjay?
You know the movie?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think I watched that one.
Well, you know, it's like everybody that read the freaking book where you're just like, oh wait a minute, did I just skip whole like 10 pages?
Oh, gotcha.
It's like, you know, hey, death, done. Two pages. And I'm like, what in the hell?
So this was your Mockingjay.
Pretty much.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Again, I'm just going to say, you guys, if you've listened to any of our other episodes, the whole high is mm-hmm. my obsession. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that he said that overshadowed the super short wedding.
Was that your Hogwarts?
No, okay. But I do agree it was short. Uh-huh. It was too short. Okay. But okay. Mine was actually the art piece or whatever that she was having constructed.
Constructed?
No, I'm not talking about the beautiful wedding picture.
Oh.
I'm not talking, because I loved that.
Okay.
I'm talking about whatever the art piece was, like the big wooden thing.
Oh, you mean the abstract stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, but
okay.
I get that, but it just looked like a big old Jenga piece.
It's just like, you want to know what it reminded me of?
What? Jenga? No.
It reminded me of the sponge end that's on the end of the
The dishes?
When I'm doing the dishes for and I'm cleaning out my baby's bottles.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's better than Jenga. Yes.
And I'm just like, well.
That really, okay, that's better. That was my awkward. But then I was like, because there really wasn't a lot. Mm-hmm. I didn't, but also, can we talk about Lucy's one night honeymoon? Like, they go to the wedding, right? It's Lucy's wedding.
I know, but it wasn't, because it had been like weeks. Not weeks. Like
it just seems like that they went to a date the next day and then she went back to work and Lucy's like, I'm back. My wedding, my honeymoon was short. I'm like, yeah, like one day.
I feel like it was like a certain period of time, you know, like a week. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. I just was like, what a day. Like that. Yeah, that was short. All right. Let's get into our favorite Hallmark movie hashtags.
Oh, man. Okay. So
start us off.
Okay. Hashtag nothing sexier than a Hallmark man playing Bostonian royalty.
Oh,
yeah, I know. You like that.
Mine was nothing sexier than Kevin wearing blue good glory.
Oh, man.
You guys brought out his eyes. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Swoon, faint, death, repeat.
Hashtag I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
I did so many hashtags I'm dead.
I died.
The whole time.
The whole time. Okay, hashtag this was immediately, as soon as he came on the screen, I text Sammy. Hashtag he's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag he's beautiful. He is so beautiful.
Hashtag I'm glad that I did. And that was at the beginning when he's like, I thought I'd do some sightseeing. Yeah, and then he's looking at her. I don't know, Kevin, if you practice this, but like, you know how to look at women.
Oh, yeah. And I wish that you would look at me at Comic-Con like that. Well, figure it out. Figure your life out, Kevin.
No, I will die. That's what
I'm
he
gonna
said.
Be CPR in both of ours.
Oh, you guys, we're not gonna be able to make it through
together. But that was my next hashtag. Hashtag he's staring again.
Oh, he's staring at her. Yeah, mine was hashtag his looks. So I did that throughout the whole movie.
Me too.
His looks. Me too. And faint, death, and repeat.
And then I'm like, because he throughout the first meet cute when they were talking and everything, he's like, so can we call it fate? And I'm thinking to myself, hashtag, oh, I'm calling it fate. I'm calling it fate for me and him.
Mine was hashtag I'm hungry. Because he looks down at her and he's like, are you hungry? And I'm like, but it's how we said it. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
Normally when guys are like, are you hungry? It doesn't always sound, I mean, but the way he said it, I was like.
Definitely doesn't sound that when my husband says it. What do you want for dinner?
Yeah, but when he's like, are you hungry? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for you.
And
freaking
I don't want to skip ahead.
Hallmark.
Oh, cat.
At night.
Okay. Yeah. Hallmark after dark. Hallmark after dark.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So my next one is hashtag so hot and cold.
Oh, he was.
Oof.
But I get why he was. He's like, why is she? I mean, I was annoyed that he couldn't figure it out. All right. But I see why, because he was probably like, she's being so, this is so perfect. She's my soulmate, but mm-hmm. she's engaged. Why is she talking to me? Mm-hmm. So I get why he was, right?
I know, but my point is that he played it so good where I'm just like, oh, you're hot right now? Oh, yeah, you're freaking hot. Cold. Oh, you're cold? Well, damn. You can be cold ice. To me all you want, like freaking ice. Yeah, like you no, are. No,
I don't
fine.
Like the ice.
Does it
you
matter?
Can be cold to me, and I don't want you to be cold. Warm it up, buddy.
Warm it up, buddy.
Mine, hashtag, I love the wardrobe.
Oh.
And on Twitter, I found the wardrobe crew.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I love
you
it.
Guys were excellent. I loved every single one of her dresses. I loved how they coordinated with his outfits, but Hallmark always does that. Mm-hmm. I loved everything. Everybody's outfits in this movie. Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely.
I also have hashtag more staring. And on this one, I have, he's like, you speak Italian? And she goes, I speak Italian art. And I'm just like, oh, hello. Hot damn. Because that's when she's just like, he said whatever it was in Italian. And she's like, oh, the portrait of the bride or whatever mm-hmm. it was. Mm-hmm. And he's just like looking at her like he is falling.
He was.
So head over heels. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he's on his hot. And I'm just like, oh.
I like. I have mine is where is it? Hashtag all you need is a horse. Well, hashtag Mountie, he has a horse.
Oh yeah, he does. Okay. And he knows how to ride it.
Yeah. Because when they're talking about their wow moments when they liked certain art pictures, mm-hmm. he said he always liked Western artists and it always wanted him made him want to be a cowboy
when he was a little boy.
And I was like, hello, Mountie. I don't know if you guys were giving us a little nod to the Mountie, mm-hmm. but I saw what you guys were putting down.
Oh, and I was picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag, I'll have what she's having when they're doing the cake testing. And he showed up in the blue jacket. And all of his shirts, by the way, hashtag, were unbuttoned.
All of them. Yeah, I saw your chest, Kev.
Hello.
And it was hot.
Let's just keep that going.
So I loved this part too, Sam. I like the cake tasting part because mm-hmm. he starts tasting it. The first one, he's just like, ooh, no, too lemony. And she goes, it's lemon cake. It's lemon cake. And then the next part right after that, she went away to check on something and he is talking to Lucy. And he's like, so when's the wedding? Like thinking that it's talking hers. About Lucy's. And she's like, oh, 4 weeks. He drops his fork. He drops his fork and he goes, oh, that's really fast. Okay, I can't handle this. Number cake testing. Gotta go. Tell her I'm inside. You know, but I was laughing so hard with all of his moments before he turned freaking cold.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to scream and be like, no, it's Lucy's, the girl you're talking to right now. It's her wedding. It's not Avery's wedding. Yep. Figure it out,
Cookie, Peter.
Right now. Cookie. That's another quote from a movie we watched a long time ago. A long time ago called Jersey Girl. And she gets upset with her friends. And she's like telling her friend's name is Cookie. Mm-hmm. She's like, Cookie, right now.
Yeah, she's like, get out right now.
Me and Haley, when we're frustrated with Hallmark movies, I'm always like, fix it, Cookie. Right now. So there you go. That's where that came from.
There you go. Hashtag I have hashtag every gala needs a theme. Mm. And I liked this one because this was after he got all mad and dropped the fork. Okay. She comes in and they're trying to figure out. He goes, you know, most galas, they have themes. And she goes, oh, yeah, you know, it's to bring in all of the donors, you know, and bringing in money and stuff like that. And he goes, well, you know, we could always do Mardi Gras. Okay. We could always do Mardi Gras and have everybody in masquerade. And she goes, everybody loves a good masquerade. And she goes, yeah, it's always fun to dress up and pretend to be somebody else.
But that's been done before.
Yeah, she's like, but we've already done that before. And then he's like, well, you have.
Yeah. And he's like, so.
Well, you have. Because he's pissed.
Yeah. And he looks, and she's looking at him like what is your problem? But I'm laughing because mm-hmm. I know why he's upset. No, and then she's like, oh, or we could do a magician. You could just disappear. You're good at that. So funny.
It's hilarious.
Hashtag banter. It was great in this movie. Yes.
Amen.
I also liked when she's in another beautiful dress that's red. And he gets upset again, hot and cold. Mm-hmm. And they go out and have a moment where they hug because she has to speak in front of the board to be able to, is it to approve the art?
No. So basically unveiling. She has this theme. Okay. She's putting together this theme and she's realizing, oh my gosh, let's unveil the
art picture she found
during the gala.
Right.
But they have to
approve it.
Fix it first. Mm-hmm. And they don't know if they're going to have enough time. And so she has to get approval from the board to for her idea. And so she gives her speech.
Which he tells her, she's like, I'm not a full curator yet, so I can't do that. And he's like, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Whatever. I'll be one of the voters.
Yeah, you've got my vote already.
And the way he's watching her,
mm-hmm.
it's one of another great moment where he's looking at her, hello, and it's perfect. And they have their moment, and they hug, because he's like, you got it. You got the approval. And they hug, and then...
Yes, but before we go on, when... Before the hug,
mm-hmm.
this is my hashtag. It's hashtag in favor. Because he says it in his Bostonian accent. Okay. Yeah.
Bostonian. I just say Boston.
Bostonian accent.
Bostonian.
You know what I mean? Anyway, you guys know what I mean. Anyway, it's hilarious.
Is that how they say it? Because I just said Boston accent.
Just throwing out that word. Because I already used it up on top. I'm going to keep using it through the rest of the episode.
So is that how they say it? Because I've just been saying Boston accent.
Boston. Yep, got it. Okay, anyway, loved it when he said that. And then she was all excited they're hugging.
And he looks down at her.
Again.
And then realizes, oh, sorry, I'm just excited. And then when he walks off, my hashtag is, date half of him. Because Lucy's like, what's going on? She's like, I don't know, because he's so charming and then he's cold. She's like, well, just date half of him.
Oh, man. And again, a lot of the other ones are that we've already talked about. I just said I can't with the sports jacket changes. Like, I can't.
And the unbuttoned shirt.
And I can't.
I can't either.
And I don't really have a lot more, except that I'm just like, hashtag he's so tall. And we've already talked about that because I loved it because she's so freaking short and he just looks more extremely like taller, you know, and it was so beautiful. You guys, I can't. I've got a billion hashtags. Oh, he's staring again because he stares the whole time.
But you can have men staring and they look creepy.
No,
he's not
perfected
that.
It.
Or you have, he's looking at her. It's great. It's whatever. It's just average. Mm-mm. This he's is no average. Soul. He is with mm-hmm. those piercing mm-hmm. eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my hashtag is when he says, hashtag, yeah, it's very pretty. They're looking at the invitations, which was another favorite scene. Mm-hmm. I had so many Hallmark movie perfections. I could have had 20. I loved the invitation scene where they're looking at him. And she's like, you know, we got to pick him out for our wedding. I mean, you know,
for the gala.
Yeah. And then he's saying, oh, that one's all right. And they don't agree. And then they find one that they both like. And she goes, oh, this is pretty. And
he's so perfect. I love this one. Let's do this one.
He's like, this is really pretty. She says, this is very pretty. And he's watching her. And he's like, yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, very warm. Guys, he wasn't even looking at the freaking invitation.
No, she was. And he was watching her. Mm. And it's just how he was like, yeah. And he's all very warm. And I'm like, I'm very warm. Hashtag, I'm very warm right now.
Hashtag, I'm warm. Mm-hmm. Hashtag, I'm freaking sweating.
All right.
And all kinds of places.
Hashtag, are you really done?
I've got a couple more.
Okay. Hashtag, Mackin with McGarry. When they have the macaroni and cheese date.
Oh.
And they're sitting there and he's, because, you know, his 21. Right, was it 20 or 21?
21.
All the different kinds. He takes her to the Mac Shack. And they're trying it. And they're getting personal and talking about things and having a good moment where he's not cold.
Mm-hmm. He's and hot.
I'm going to cough. I loved it.
It was cute.
So, again, perfect moment. Then when they come back, Lucy's brother shows up, but he thinks it's her fiance. And I'm like, you gotta ruin the moment again.
Seriously, we're an hour and a half in. Can we just figure it out already?
The look on his face, the sadness look.
The defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
they
like,
had the best date.
And it's like he forgets. He forgets that they're like that she's engaged. And so he's like all happy, you know. Happy Peter. And then
sad Peter.
It's sad Peter.
And I'm like, cold fix Peter. It now. Cookie right now.
Right? Cookie right now. The only one that I have next, I loved so much, and it was at the end. And it was at the end, and I just have hashtag soulmates. because I loved it. And that probably would have been one of my other perfection moments, just because he's so damn cute. And I just loved how they wrote it. And he's like, he goes, do you know the feeling that you get when you find your soulmate? And she goes, yeah, soulmates are kind of hard to miss. And he goes, yeah, well, I didn't miss mine. And I'm just like, that. Well, Sammy, come and freaking CPR me if we're going to, you know, record tonight, because I'm on the floor dead.
Oh, yeah. And me, I was like, marry him. Marry him now.
Put on the veil. Go unzip it.
Unzip it.
You know, get it out of the plastic or whatever.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's like, get it out. Put it on your head.
I also hashtag so many swoon worthy moments. Ugh. Another one that I would have used as a Hallmark movie perfection was when they were sitting there after they figured everything out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we don't have hot and cold anymore.
No,
and
we have full on. He wants to marry her and have children.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing a food tasting for the gala. Mm-hmm. It's like they're getting ready for their own wedding.
I know.
I feel like. Mm-hmm. So they're trying all this food. And then he's like, yeah, so what do you think Sonia thinks of us dating? She's like, we're not dating. He's like, we went and smelled the roses. That was a date. And then she's like, what? And then he's like, yeah. And then the Mac Shack. And she's like, oh, very romantic. And then he's like, and then there was Lucy's wedding, mm-hmm. where he caught the bouquet and gave the bouquet to her. And then.
What are you talking about? Our first date?
Smell the roses. Like, that was such a cute moment.
So sweet.
And then. Another hashtag swoon. After he gave her the bouquet, he drops her off at her house, hands in his pockets, the way he's walking, everything. You guys, everything's perfect. He's looking at her, and he's like, I just want you to know that the bouquet doesn't scare me. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
He is like full on. He is in it 100%. Like, hey, now I know that you're freaking single. You are mine. Like
I'm yours.
It is like, you're mine. You're mine. It's like, you know, when you're reading the romance novels where the guys are like,
do you really want to go down that road, Haley?
No, but what I'm saying is like, they're very possessive, and he played it well. Like,
feel like he was possessive.
No, but he was very like forward. Like,
I'm not,
you're
scared.
Available. You're mine. And
I didn't feel.
Oh, really? I did. Oh, I did.
I just felt like, but he was saying, I'm not scared of
I want
being
you
committed.
Let's do this.
Yeah. But I don't think
you're mine.
Being like, you're mine.
Yeah, I did.
I just, I
loved
want
it.
You.
I loved every freaking minute of it. I'm just like, yeah, keep being forward. I love this.
Oh,
keep going.
And I loved when he said, hashtag so do we, when he was talking about Lucy and them being as a joke, her brother being the couple with his cousin. And he's like, they make a good couple. And then he looks at her and he goes, so do we. But then she ruins the moment by saying, I don't want to rush things. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'm like,
he just
looked at
you and said, so do we.
Put some more pasta in your mouth.
He just looked at you and said, so do we. And you want to say, I don't want to rush.
I'd you want to like, pump the brakes? It's freaking like, Kevin freaking McGarry.
Yeah.
Give oh my me gosh, the ring. Freaking Mac Shack.
Let's go to Vegas. Hello.
Hello. Elope. Give me the damn veil.
We'll take it. Oh.
Woo.
And, okay. Basically,
we got a lot of repeaters with the hashtags.
Yes. I probably said this 1,000 times. Hashtag forgiven. Because the first time he goes to apologize to her, you guys, this would be another Hallmark movie perfection for me. He's standing at the bottom of the stairs.
Mm, I tell you
what. She walks out and he's like, I came to apologize.
And I'm like, forgiven.
What? Forgiven. You didn't even have to say you were coming to apologize. Mm-mm. Just the fact that you were at the bottom of the steps, forgiven. And then at the end when he has the roses, when she walks in, hashtag forgiven. Forgiven. You don't have to say anything. No. I don't need an explanation. No. I forgive you. Mm-hmm. I forgive you.
I forgive you
for everything you do, even in the future. Forgiven.
Forgiven.
A million times.
Forgiven. Hashtag forgiven.
And then, of course, the hashtag hi at the end when they're getting married. I know the short wedding Haley didn't like, but when she, first off, Lacey. You're beautiful. The dress was beautiful. And I love the veil.
I loved the veil.
So her walking down the stairs to her dad, loved that. But when she finally gets to Peter and they're holding hands, he looks at her.
Hi. I know.
Actually, for me, they didn't even have to finish the wedding. Mm-hmm. I would have been fine if they ended it at him saying hi. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yep.
Hello.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Oh, his name is Kevin McGarry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm going to go binge all of your movies tonight.
Oh, yeah. Starting with Autumn Stables.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you even talk about horses?
Nope. Seriously, Sam.
If you guys haven't watched that, go now. Right now. Cookie right now.
Cookie right now.
All right, Haley. Do you have a Bliss Award?
I do.
What's your Bliss Award?
Okay. So my Bliss Award goes to Peter's jackets and his Bostonian accent.
There's that word again. I'm gonna say that all the time now. Bostonian.
Anyway, yes, my Bliss Award goes to all of his jackets. Everything that he was wearing.
Everything.
And his fake Bostonian accent. I loved every minute of it.
That's great.
I know. So that is, that's my Bliss.
All right. My Bliss Award is a 3-for-1 in this movie.
Oh.
It's the wardrobe department. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Lacey Chabert and Kevin McGarry. I'm sorry, but I have to give to all three of them the mm-hmm. wardrobe because I loved every single outfit. Not only was all of Lacey's dresses perfect, so were his.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And mm-hmm. I love that you guys chose blue. Thank you because he looks perfect in blue. Ooh. And thank you
for... I just got the shivers. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the unbuttoned shirts. Okay.
Everything. Hello.
And then Lacey, because she's the most perfect, beautiful. I love you. I love you with all my heart. I love your movies.
I love everything.
All my heart.
I know. All my heart.
Get what I did there?
Yeah, I totally got it. Okay. I picked it up.
All right. And then Kevin, because you are the most perfect, beautiful man on the planet in every single way.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I wanted to be your soulmate every time you looked at her. Every time, like right now.
Every time, Kevin.
What is he like? How do you describe how we like right now? He's looking down at her, but then he just kind of like moves his head. I can't explain it.
I'm just ready to binge you right
Bliss,
now.
Bliss Award. All three of you. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seven.
Oh. All right.
I can't.
And then when he says goodnight to her, sorry, we're at the part
smirk,
where.
You know, yeah, I can't, guys.
The part literally. That's showing right now is where he drops her off and he yes. says goodnight. All he's saying is goodnight.
Swim. Yes. Yes.
Haley, what do you give this movie?
Okay, before I give my rating, I just want to let you guys know that I am so super stoked that this is going to be a trilogy because mm-hmm. We've already said this, we love Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
I love Allison mm-hmm. so much, so I can't wait for them to get their own
movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And what's going to happen with I'm super excited to see what they're going to do because
do you know who Allison is with? Because I posted about it, but I don't know if you saw.
Mm-mm.
Victor Webster.
Oh no. Yes. Okay. This is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I'm like, so I'm because like the whole time they're like, we're just together. I'm not serious. We're not going to get married. She's not all about the romance and mm-hmm. everything. So I'm just freaking excited for the trilogy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I gave it a 9. And the reason why I gave it a 9 is because I am so defeated with
the wedding.
It just how the last 5 minutes where I'm just like exactly like what you said. I would have rather them done like
music.
A montage of her walking down, him saying hi and doing like a just whatever.
We don't hear them, but they're giving vows and stuff.
Right. And but like even like all of like the talk, the whatever mm-hmm. the conversations after, I'm just like, what is this? I'm like, what happened to the writing? Like Mockingjay. Like it was at the end. And okay. That's the reason why I gave it a 9.
You're free
everything
to your opinion.
Up to the last, literally up until he says hi. And then the last 4 minutes after that. Sorry. That's why I gave it a 9.
Yeah.
I gave it a 9.
All right. That's fine. It. I mean, I do like the three of them getting together. I liked the conversations with the three friends because that's what the movie's about. It's
right.
The three of them.
I just and didn't I like what where they she, were writing.
I did. I liked the part where she takes them in to go look at the picture and they discover that the veil is in the picture. And so that's why it's so special. Hello, it's from the 19th century. So there is something special about this veil. So I loved that moment with them and everything. And I think you still would have loved all that. I just think you're bitter about the wedding. Yeah, and if they would have changed that, I think you would have been okay with it, because it's the that's what the movie's about.
Yeah,
it's
I get friends. I'm with you. I'm just let down with all of the awesome moments and the conversations.
Super short wedding,
and then I'm just like,
that's it.
Freaking Mockingjay. All right.
Well, anyway. Because he said hi, I gotta give it a 10. I totally see where you're coming from. I do get that. Mm-hmm. But I loved this movie.
I'm not saying that I didn't love it, because I freaking loved it. I'm ready to go home and freaking watch it again.
Yeah. No, I get you. I do like all the talking and with her friends at the end. And it will
be on my top for him.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yep. Me too.
So.
I loved it. And I'm excited for the other two movies. And Autumn's looks great.
I'm stoked.
So I can't wait to see the preview for Allison's. Mm-hmm. Hopefully after we watch Autumn's.
Gosh, you guys. Allison.
Autumn is my favorite.
She is my favorite, but Allison is like everything that I just want to be, because she has had the most beautiful men.
Mm-hmm. And now she's got Victor.
What? Like,
hello?
That man. Mm-hmm. Bless you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bless you and your fine freaking body. All right. Freaking salt and pepper hair. You freaking
tall, dark,
freaking,
and handsome.
Oh, man. You are so freaking beautiful.
Okay. We are excited.
Super excited.
And loved I love this movie.
Okay.
So I love this. If you guys loved it, hope
because it only took me until I got to, what's the other?
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
What are the other movies where I'm like, oh, it's 18.
Oh, she's talking about the Wedding March movies.
Okay. Yeah. So like,
she doesn't like them, you know, guys.
It took me till Wedding March 18, you know, with Tyler to actually like one of them.
It's
you
true.
Know?
That's the only one I could convince her to watch.
It was actually number five.
Yeah. I had to convince her to watch that one,
but it wasn't like that. Freaking, I'm stoked for this trilogy.
Yes.
So there you go.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. You've been blessed.